life. In our life.
今天呢、原本应该给大家讲是、有一个婴孩为我们而生。
And today I planned a message and the child is born to us.
时间呢可能不够了。
The time is a little bit short.
但是呢我要、为什么我们要讲一个点，为什么有一个婴孩要赐给我们。
So I want to focus the one point, why this child was given to us.
大家打开圣经以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Let's open to the Bible to look into the book of Isaiah chapter 9. Verse 6.
没关系，我来给大家读一下。因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。他名称为奇妙、测试、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。他的政权与平安必加增无穷。他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
In Book of Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6.For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be all his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom.Establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
第一个字是因为，因为有一个婴孩为我们而生，后面的事情都会发生，政权会加在他身上，平安、这个稳固的国直到永远。
So it is for him, because of him, everything happened after that. And the government will be on his shoulder, and the peace will be with him.
是因为有一婴孩为我们而生，他被称为、Prince of Peace,、平安的君。
For to us the child is born, and he will be the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace.
所以这个婴孩可以带来给我们平安。
And this child can bring peace to us.
那我今天没有时间讲这个背景、当时的情况是、大概发生在公元前735年，距今2750年的时间、
So I don't have enough time to talk about the background, but this is this verse has happenedIn B.C. 700.
当时呢、以色列国、和亚兰国两个国王联合起来要攻打犹大国，他的国王是亚哈斯。
At that time, Israel and Assyria united want to attack the Jew.
当时以色列国、犹太国的这些国王就很害怕惊慌。
The king of Jew and he's very he's panic.
神就差派以色列、以赛亚做先知来告诉亚哈斯说，你不要害怕，不要惊慌、神必拯救你，你不用怕他们。
So God sent Isaiah to the king.And try to comfort him, telling him, "Don't be panic."
就像我们今天啊，面对很多不定的因素啊，特别是啊，最近听到中国的啊疫情又发生啊，很多啊我们的同胞都感染 甚至于离开这个世界。
Just like we are facing all these uncertainties today, right now in China, so many people affected by COVID, and many people died over there.
Yeah, 我刚才我们的司会也为中国来祷告啊，确实情那边情况很危险，很多的问题啊，这个大家熟悉的赵征姊妹的母亲啊，就前一两天就去世。
And we also prayed in our worship today for the people of China, for those people who got affected by COVID. As a matter of fact, one of the sisters we know, Zhao Zeng, she spoke to us a couple of times. Her mom passed away a couple of days ago.
但是感谢主，在她妈妈去世以前，她接受耶稣基督，是赵征姊妹心得安慰。
And praise the Lord.Before she passed away, she accepted our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is a great comfort to Zhao Zeng, Sister Zhao Zeng.
所以当年亚哈斯王面对一个巨大的攻击、巨大的不定，他担心、惊慌、害怕，没有平安。
In 700 BC, the king, Judah king, Ahasra, and he had this comfort as well.
所以神借着以赛亚告诉他一个记号，一个征兆。
So God gave him the sign through Isaiah.
这个记号是有一子要为你而生。
The sign is that a child will be born for us.
童女将要怀孕，生出一个孩子来。
And a virgin will give the birth to this child.
你们会说这么大的两个国家要来攻击我，那你要给我一个孩子，一个柔弱的孩子，怎么能够带给我平安呢？
So you may question this, when two mighty countries come to attack Judah, how can a little child save them?
今天我们人生中有很多很多的不定的因素大到战争疫情，我们人生每一个人都有很多的不安，我们不能够解决。但是神说，有一子要赐给你们。
So today in our life, there are so many uncertainties, and there are so much wars, so much difficulties happening in our life. But the Bible told us, the child is born for you, it will be given to you.
你们会问说，一个 child。一个婴孩他怎么能够带给我们平安呢？
So you may ask, how can this child bring us the peace?
他要带给我们的是真正的平安，是再没有战争的平安。
So I'm telling you, he will bring us the true peace, and the peace truly with no war.
这样的一个柔弱的一个婴孩如何能够带给我们平安呢？
So such a innocent child, how can he bring peace to us?
我们说现在乌克兰和俄国的战争打得这样的焦灼，他是希望说谁更有权力，谁更有能力才能够达到平安，打胜了才能得到平安。
So you see that today in the Ukraine war, it's so intense war that both sides try to seek more powers to overcome the other side.
我说强权可以带来平安。
So people basically believe that only the force, the power can bring peace.
但是一个婴孩要赐给我们，他要是成为和平的君。
So how can a powerless child, he can be the peace, he can bring us to peace?
这就是神的平安。神要把真平安带给你，他是借着一个柔弱的、无助的婴孩来带给我们。
So I'm telling you, this is the true peace. This is the peace from God, and he let this innocent childpowerless child to bring the peace to us.
耶稣基督是神的羔羊，他柔弱的生在马槽里，成为一个记号，成为一个要把平安归给世上他所喜悦人的记号。
And Jesus Christ, he's the Lamb of God, and he was brought in a manger, and this is the sign that God will bring the peace to the world.
就像当年神借以赛亚给亚哈斯王一个记号，说一个童女要怀孕生子，这是你得拯救的记号。
Just like in the history, in the BC 700 years, God gave Judah the sign through Isaiah. The child is born for us.
所以两千年700年以后，当耶稣出生的时候，天使向牧羊人显现，说你们要看到一个婴孩卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。就是平安要归给他所喜悦人的记号了。
So 700 years later after that, and the angel to those pastors in the wild and telling them the child was laying on the manger, that was the sign.
所以一个婴孩怎么能够带给我们平安呢？一个婴孩如何能够成为一个平安的一个记号呢？一个预兆呢？
So how can the innocent child to become the sign of peace?
世界的平安是靠权力、靠强权、靠能力得到。
The worldly peace is through power, through force.
这些只能给你带来外表上的平安。
And this kind of peace, it's a superficial peace, it's a temporary peace.
但是神要给我们的平安是真平安。
God's peace is the true peace, it's the eternal peace.
所有这个世界上有很多很多的不平安，不平安的源头是我们与神没有平安了，我们与神征战，我们心中没有平安。
So there are so many wars, conflict all over this world. It is because we don't have peace with God. It's in our heart. We have no peace.
所以神差派他的独生子耶稣基督成为平安之子，他要来使人与神和好。
So God sent his begotten son, his only son, to become the prince of peace, to come to this world to reconcile between us and God.
就像刚才我们姊妹讲的，当人与神和好的时候，我们再没有惧怕，死亡也不会使我们惧怕了。
Just like our sister just said in her testimony, when we are reconciled with God, we will never be afraid of death.
耶稣基督来使我们与神和好，所以再没有任何这个世界上可以使我们心里不安的了。
So Jesus Christ come to this world, he reunited us with God, he reconciled us with God, so that nothing else can be in fear to us in this world.
所以这个世界上没有一件事情是我们可以与神的爱隔绝。
Nothing in this world can separate us from God.
一个在人看来柔弱的婴孩，他是真正的平安的记号。
So the innocent child to humans, to us, it's powerless, but to God, it's the true sign of peace.
他记号什么呢？他指向什么呢？他指向真平安。
And this
他是平安的道路。
This peace point us to the true peace. Excuse me. This sign.Point us to the true peace, to the eternal way.
婴孩最大的优势就是他信靠，他信靠别人来供应他，他完全的顺服。
The child, his biggest advantage is that he's a complete obedience, and he obedient to God and provide everything to him.
所以耶稣基督他是神的羔羊，他完全的顺服天父的旨意。
So Jesus is the Lamb of God. He completely obedient to God's will.
同样今天你我，我们也要完全的像婴孩一样的，像孩子一样的去信靠神。
So today you and I, we have to be like this child, completely obedient to God.
所以耶稣基督说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转变成小孩子的样式，断不能进神的国。所以凡自己谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
So Jesus told his disciples that truly I tell you, unless you changed and become like a little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowest position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
所以一个婴孩成为我们得平安的记号。
So this one child, he become the sign that we gain this peace.
所以我们要成为这个婴孩，能够得到真平安。
So we ourselves will become the child, become this child to receive this true peace.
所以耶稣基督他说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。
So Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
所以耶稣基督他柔和，他谦卑，所以耶稣基督说，你们要想得着真平安，得到真安息，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式，要像小孩子一样顺服天父的旨意。这个世界没有一件事情可以把你心中的平安，心中的安息夺走。
So Jesus told us that he is gentle and he's humble. He want us to be gentle and humble and take his yoke. When we pick up this yoke, and then no other things in this world can separate us from God.
所以你今天没有平安吗？
So do you have peace today?
如果你心中有征战，心中有不安，耶稣基督婴孩赐给你，他就是你平安君的记号。
So if you are struggling and you are not in peace today, and then this child, Jesus Christ, is the sign to bring you to peace.
我们先来祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
有婴孩为我们而生。